Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago Blackhawks finished business in the Sunshine State today in their final road battle with the Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning. For the Hawks to take more than 1 point out of Florida this season, they'll have to get a lead on the Lightning and figure out how to keep it. And we're underway in Tampa Bay. Hawks control off the draw. Boquist carries the puck down behind the net. He'll drive it around up the right sideboards for Hagel at the Hawk blue line. And he deflects the puck down ice and in behind the Tampa net. Jan Ruda plays it away up the far side. And here come the Lightning to center ice. And then mishandled it. Lightning get it back, however. In front of the net, Braden Point will shoot and score off of a give from Alex Killorn. And it's 1-0 Lightning with 13:39 left in period one.
I talked about the Blackhawks covering that high slot area. Now, on this particular play, Alex Killorn finds that same area. It's not near the net. It's out near the top of the faceoff circles.
Inside the Hawks zone now, right in front of the net. Here's Cirelli with a backhand. He scores. Boy, Anthony Cirelli executed a perfect give-and-go, passing over to the right point, and the puck was redistributed back onto his stick in front of the net, and he went from forehand to backhand and beat Subban. It's now 2-0 Tampa Bay.
I want to get another look at this, but nobody was defending down deep.
This is picked off by Gord, and then he ran into a teammate, lost the puck. Janmark with the puck. Moving down the left wing, put it in on goal from a backhander, and that's stopped by Vasilevskiy, and a follow-up shot there is also gloved by Vasilevskiy, and he'll hold on. 10:09 now left in the second period, and Tampa still leading 2-0. No penalty was called on that last sequence, but here's Yanni Gord to the Hawk net with a backhand shot, and then a forehand shot. He scores. So Yanni Gord, as we rejoin the play, racing down the right wing into the Hawk zone, had the puck on his backhand, fired it in on Malcolm Subban, who made the save but left the rebound there, and Gord scooped it into the Hawk net with a forehand shot. 3-0 Tampa. And the draw won by the Lightning, and then nice play by DeHaan in the slot to knock the puck away. Then he knocks it away again, but right to Stamkos, and from the bottom of the left wing circle, he shoots and scores. It's a power play goal. Took the Lightning all of 11 seconds to do it. Stamkos scores, and it's 4-0 in favor of Tampa Bay. Over the Lightning line, behind the back pass, down to the left wing corner for Kubalik. He never got to the puck. Kurashev took it instead. Spins it behind the Lightning net. Kubalik took it away from Sorachev. Fed the slot to Brink, and he shoots and scores! And the Hawks are on the board. Finally, the goal at 4:50 of period number three. Hard work by Dominik Kubalik. He would not be denied of that puck, and he took it away behind the Lightning net, fed it up the slot. There was DeBrincat on the receiving end, and with a wrist shot, he solves Vasilevskiy. And the Hawks are on the board trailing 4-1. Over the Lightning line, behind the back pass, down to the left wing corner for Kubalik. He never got to the puck. Kurashev took it instead, spins it behind the Lightning net. Kubalik took it away from Sorachev, fed the slot to Brink, and he shoots and scores! And the Hawks are on the board finally. The goal at 4:50 of period number three. Hard work by Dominik Kubalik. He would not be denied of that puck, and he took it away behind the Lightning net, fed it up the slot. There was DeBrincat on the receiving end, and with a wrist shot, he solves Vasilevskiy. And the Hawks are on the board trailing 4-1. That's the end of the hockey game. The Lightning win it 4-1. The Hawks outshot them 31-29, but only one Hawk shot hit the net. That came off the stick of DeBrincat at 4:50 of the third period. And the Lightning prevail. They win their 22nd game against 6 losses and 2 overtime or shootout losses, while with the loss, the Blackhawks' record is now 14-13-5.